is twofold. One, to glorify God. And two, to speak to the legacy of faithful men before me and to leave a legacy for my immediate and extended family that will have ears to hear. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, I'm here to testify that despite my non-traditional, imperfect story of faith in Jesus, that He's been faithful to me, even when I've not been faithful to Him. Let's begin with a statement that just because I'm in church does not make me a Christian. Just because I'm a Christian does not make me a disciple. Just because I'm a disciple does not make me a disciple maker. During my childhood in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I was Lord of my ring. I had USDA choice flesh. I dreamed of one day becoming an NFL and Olympic champion. As are all of our earth parents, my earth parents were and are imperfect. And my flesh flourished despite Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night church attendance. Each day I wore this earth suit, and I was an expert at chasing power, position, and prestige. My spirit was dead in sin. On May 14, 1978, my spirit was made alive in Christ, and I was convicted of my sin, repented of my sin, and trusted Christ for my new identity. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I put my faith in this verse, John 14:6. From this day forward, my soul, my mind, will, and emotions were eternally secure in Christ. Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. This is a pass-fail grade. It was 100% acceptance as a child of God because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for my sins. As we heard this morning, Ephesians 2:8-9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works that no one can boast. I was a newborn baby in Christ at age 8. Due to my immaturity, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially, I had a major problem, as we heard this morning. I promise you, we didn't talk about this before I wrote this. Some of the sin patterns and habits of my flesh carried over into my Christian infancy. I was prideful. My idea of manhood was who could be the most foolish and get the most attention. Mark 8:36. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I was legalistic, self-righteous, dependent upon myself instead of the Lord. My life was the picture of being a double-minded man from age 8 to 25. James 1:8. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. This led me into a series of sexual sins that are too personal and painful to share with you this morning or publicly. Additionally, I became enmeshed with my mom, my older daughters that are 33 and 31 now, through the painful trauma of my parents' divorce and my own separation and divorce. I did not understand the unique purpose that God had placed on my life in Him. But praise God, on November 25th, 1995, while at home cooking a pot of French fries, getting ready to go to the St. Louis Blues game, I forgot about the grease. It caught the kitchen on fire. Flames were to the ceiling, burnt the microwave down. Cabinets were on fire. Deaf in my left ear, so I didn't hear the popping of the grease. I panicked when the smoke alarm went off, ran in the kitchen, grabbed the pot of grease, threw it in the sink. The grease sloshed out all over my left hand, foot, and leg. For 2 weeks, I was in St. John's burn unit, recovering from third-degree burns, 18% of my body. I thought I was going to die. My prayer when it happened was, Lord, don't let me die. My children need me. It was during this time of recovery from third-degree burns that I cried out to God. And I said, I'm done being Lord of my life. And I want you to be Lord of my life. Walk with me daily. And that's where I've reported already that he's been more faithful to me than I've been to him. I began walking with the Lord and made him Lord of my reign. 1 Peter 1:7 is my direct verse to that circumstance. So that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. My faith life finally started to grow out of the infant stage of faith and into adolescence. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proving character, and proving character hope. Romans 5:3-4. I now know that my universal purpose is intimacy with Christ, found in Matthew 22:37. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. To love your neighbor as yourself. I became the singles director at my church, sang in the choir, performed solos, was listening exclusively to Christian music. On October 31st, 2000, I met the love of my life, Tanya Sue Hammond Tullis, at our fall festival. Through a long series of events ordered by the Lord, she became my wife on February 11, 2006. Hallelujah. Our verse, before we ever met each other, was delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. It's inscripted on her wedding ring. Today the Lord has blessed us with our beautiful 14-year-old daughter, Hannah Marie. For all three of my daughters, Whitney, who's 33, Morgan, 31, and Hannah Marie, and my grandchildren, yes, I have grandchildren the same age as my youngest daughter. Remember, I have not a traditional story. I have discovered 3 John 4, that I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. The Lord is continuing to grow me today through one-on-one discipleship that began with a man named Stan Bauer, my Paul. We go through a series called Operation Timothy that's rooted in 2 Timothy 2:2. The things I've heard in the presence of many witnesses, I now teach to faithful men that have taught me these lessons of Scripture. To finish up, Jesus is the only relationship that I have today that will never hurt me. Every other relationship that I have has the potential for hurt because we're imperfect. Jesus is perfect. Life is about testimonies of the Lord's goodness, not titles. Romans 12:2 has taught me to not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind so that I can prove the good and perfect will of God. Real manhood is defined by rejecting passivity, accepting responsibility, leading courageously, and expecting God's greater reward. Matthew 28, 18 to 20 and 2 Timothy 2:2 are not suggestions for my life. They are the Lord's commandments. I am to make disciples. I am to invest in the two things on earth that live forever, the souls of man and the Word of God. Everything else here, our clothing, these pews, this roof, is going to burn up. I am to invest in the eternal things that are here. I am to be fat. As some of you know, I've now almost lost 100 pounds, down to 95. FAT stands for faithful, available, and teachable. Faithful, available, and teachable. Am I teachable to His ways? Do I have men around me that will speak truth into my life when I act a fool? There are only two worldviews, biblical and non-biblical. I still, unfortunately, do foolish things, but they are like our greatest asset, time. Those foolish things are diminishing. My vision has been corrected to see souls and not skins. And lastly, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ disguised within these life events. My wife now knows I've been singing the offertory hymn all week long. Again, we didn't talk about that. But I wrote here the offertory hymn this morning, and I wrote this before, and then I changed it to offertory, sums up what I would like to share with you this morning. And that is, without Him, I can do nothing. Without Him, I'd surely fail. Without Him, I'd be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Do not turn Him away. Oh Jesus, without Him, how lost I would be. My life motto is, I'm doing well in the things that matter. Praise be to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Amen.